So today on my channel, on channel 3, we're going to be talking about ghosts, spirits, entities, souls, and things alike. So, ghosts. Do I believe in ghosts, first of all? Yes, I do. Absolutely. And my reasoning for that is because, well, I've actually seen a ghost. A handful of times, in different forms, actually. I've actually seen a ghost standing about 2 feet away from me in full figure. He was as clear as day, as clear as I am, as clear as you are. I can still remember the texture of his hair, the color of his shoelaces. So it would be fair to say that I definitely believe in ghosts. Now, ghosts, when and what time do I usually see them? So, for me, it can be any time of the day, really. I don't know about other people, but I do know also that 3 a.m. happens to be the hour where it's like coffee in the morning for the spirit world. And with that being said, there's been many, many, many occasions where I've found myself awake, very awake in bed, as if somebody pretty much woke me up from my sleep. And it's usually, you know, right before 3 a.m. or right after 3 a.m. It's literally the witching hour. Every night, if not every other night maybe, but definitely almost every day. So, next thing is entities. Entities, what are they? Let's see. An entity to me is the leftover negative energy that a soul has left behind. I don't necessarily mean that this soul that has left behind this energy is now a living being, because it's definitely not. If this entity is still lingering around, it's definitely not reincarnated. It's a trapped entity on planet Earth. Now, these are just my beliefs, and I am no one special or anything like that. I'm a normal person. I have children. I have a job. I live in an apartment. These are just my beliefs from my experiences. Now, I don't believe that this entity is able to leave. I believe that the entities that I've seen were there and are still here, actually. They're here because something crucial and mighty happened to them when they were alive in the area that I happen to see them in, if not close by. Now, to describe an entity, the few entities that I've came across, I can describe. The first, very first time I've ever actually felt an entity, I was laying in my room on top of my bed, on top of my belly. I was on my phone and I heard a banging from inside of my sliding door closet, which is very weird because there's no one in there. So when I decided to get up to go check on the noise, I opened my sliding closet door, and just as I open it, the banging proceeds to go to my bedroom window, which is staring directly across my closet. So as if I had let an energy out of the closet, which is the darkest spot in the house, and it went right outside the window that was open with sun shining through. So there is definitely a connection I feel there. So this entity, I never seen it. I only felt it. I felt it, I heard it, and then it made contact with me. It actually, after I checked on the closet and the window banged right after, I got spooked. I circled the room real quick and I decided to ignore it. Not to feed it any more energy that I was already feeding it. So I laid back down, proceeded to go back on my phone. And next thing I know, the top strand of my hair just comes flying up by itself. as if it was toying with me. I looked up at my hair floating in the air, jumped up, screamed, and ran out the room. And at that point, I realized that there was something very evil inside of my room, inside of my home. But however, I was unable to completely rid it of the area, but I did make it go away for a little bit. So that was my encounter with an entity, one of them, anyways. My next thing is souls. Actual living souls without a body. I've seen these ones the most, and I believe this is when somebody has just entered the next phase, which is the afterlife, where their soul hangs around a bit confused. I've seen lingering souls, and the way that they look, they come off as a, almost as if it's a black cloud of smoke, and it's very smoky and black. So after you see the black smoky cloud is when they start to become, you know, within the next day or two, that black smoky cloud will still be there, but little by little it becomes more clear and turns into a dark silhouette. And see, the reason why I know this is because of another personal experience, which I'll share with you right now. So when my mother first passed away, it was about 9 years ago. I was 20 years old, freshly. So when I had gotten the news that my mom was no longer with us, I put myself in my living room at the time. All of the lights were off. It was about 10 p.m. at night. And I felt like a tapping on my shoulder. I had buried my head into my arms, into my knees, and my knees up to my chest, and I was crying. I was crying very, very hard, and then suddenly I heard what felt like a telepathic voice. Excuse me. I felt a telepathic voice. I heard my name. I heard it being called, and I then felt the touch right at my shoulder. When I looked up, I could only see this black smoke. I can see this black smoke directly in front of me. So this dark smoke that was directly in front of me became more clear and clear. And when I looked away, you know, I looked down to wipe my eyes, and looked back up. The smoke was no longer a smoke, it was a silhouette. And it was about 10 feet away from me. Unfortunately, the soul didn't want to get too close to me, because at that moment I realized it was my mother. And because I was crying so heavily, she didn't want to scare me even more, I guess. I've also seen a guardian angel, not my guardian angel, but I've seen a roommate's guardian angel, which happened to be his mother. Now, the way that this guardian angel looked, it was a ball of purple light. It was beautiful. It was magical. It moved around in a slow motion. And it kind of just flew around me with love. And I felt very happy. It felt very unreal, like a movie. But I knew at that moment who it was and what she was doing. And she was actually soothing me because I had lost my mom. And I was living in her house with my roommate, which happened to be her son. So I hope I didn't lose you with that little bit of information. But that concludes my topic today. So I would just like to say thank you for tuning in and listening to my little discussion. Hope you guys have a brighter insight. Hope I cleared some things up for you. If not, well, try again next time. Thanks again, guys. Take care.